Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Da-na-na-na.
Little throwback for you guys.
Yeah.
Old school Super Mega opening.
Yeah, it's Ryan and, you know,
Matthew.
Yeah, and we're here. The reason we did that opening is because we're here with our first channel artist. You might know her as Foolish Captain Kia, but I'll allow her to introduce her true self.
My true self?
Your true self.
My true self.
Are you not a little child dressed up as a pirate?
No, okay. Sadly, I know. That would be ideal, though.
Is your real name not Foolish Captain Kia?
No. I should change it, though.
So you've been lying to us this whole time. Okay.
Yeah. I've been lying to you guys. You guys have been calling me Kia, but it's actually Kelly.
Kelly? So.
Yeah.
What? All right. Well, welcome to the podcast, Kelly. We've
been
wanting to get you on forever. And now you're in town, and we're like, hey, guess what? Let's get her on.
Special episode 180. We thought, who should we have on this podcast?
And so the round number, 180,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
180. We didn't want to stress you out with 179. We just gave that to Ross.
Yeah.
We saved 180 for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
180 is for truly special guests.
Yes.
But like Ryan just said, episode 180, welcome one and all. We're going to be talking about some fun stuff today that we have no idea what
maybe?
We're going to talk about.
Are we?
Maybe it'll be fun.
Do you have stuff planned, Matt?
I got some stuff written down on my phone.
You got any stuff planned, Kelly?
Kelly, you were
I thought
to
it was going to be kind of like nostalgic, maybe, just because I was here, but...
We can talk nostalgia shit.
Yeah.
Old school super mega shit.
Well, we started back in 2016, right?
Yeah,
April 2016.
Mm-hmm.
We are... Oh, yeah, because before we released the channel, we got you on as a channel artist.
Yeah.
So
oh, yeah,
could
before
premiere
we
it
released.
With everything. And I think...
I knew when it was Sellout Club.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
because you
yep.
guys sent me, like, the little audio file, and it said Sellout Club. And I was like, all
Sellout
right.
Club stickers.
We do. We have Sellout Club stickers
I remember
somewhere.
Seeing the logo of it, too, so I was just like, all right.
We should have stuck with it.
I know. I have all that shit still somewhere, all the logo, like, and assets. And I remember, like, I made an old channel banner and a profile picture and stuff. But we ended up going with Super Mega at the last minute. But I kind of like Sellout Club. I wish that we'd gone with that.
Yeah. Maybe some other day.
Maybe
steal
for
it for a
else.
Side project.
Yeah. You could steal it for a side project.
Okay.
I think someone
I know you just about
I almost
stole
did,
it for a
and
side
I was
project.
Like, I don't want to. Someone else took the username on everything, though.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah. Someone was like, ooh. So they have it now, so you'd have to negotiate with them. But early Super Mega, that was such a fucking fun time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because it was all, I think all of us were just on crunch. Matt and I,
crack.
We're on crack, you know.
Matt and I we've told this story many times. We'd go to bed late. We'd probably wake up around noon, get lunch, try to get motivated. Then we'd just record all day, and then after recording, probably at midnight to one in the morning our time, we'd tell her, "Hey Kelly, we need this for like 10 hours from now."
Yeah,
probably less than that.
And then
sometimes.
It would just be boom back, and I'm like, "Holy shit!"
That's one thing, like. It's not your art. It's not your talent. It's the fact that you sent things in on time. But no, like I just remember I was surprised each time because it was always just like, because when you do our thumbnails, and Don knows this as well, you have to create like a whole like piece of art, essentially. Yeah. It's not just, because we did ask you to draw like some PNGs of us that we could throw in every now and then. But for most of the time, I think we asked you to do original stuff.
Yeah, like most of the time, like I would just be told just to draw the characters, and then you guys would mess around with the background.
Yeah, we didn't want to like overload you with unique thumbnails, because you did actually the beginning of the series, like the Donkey Kong Country series, you did a unique thumbnail for
that's the only one I think you guys did a unique thumbnail for,
like, Billy Hatcher too, because I asked you as we were going through the different worlds,
because was just like the different colors for like the costume, and then the last episode had a special unique thumbnail for it.
I remember coming to you for that. Yeah. Billy Hatcher is still just a classic series that if you haven't checked it out, go check it out. It also features
that's a really good series though. I really enjoyed that one.
I'm gonna flop between Key and Kelly throughout the podcast.
I've been doing that too, like I said, Kia earlier, because I didn't know your name was Kelly when I first, like, we first started talking, and then, and then it's like they're kind of similar, like,
well,
because
Kia is
like
the first three letters of my last name, so I just decided to do that because I didn't like Foolish Kill.
It makes sense. Okay. I literally, that just clicked for me. I like that. Very good. I actually, you know what, I just found coincidentally yesterday, was I was going through my bookshelf and I found the thumbnail art book you had made.
Oh my god,
I still have that. Yeah,
I still want to make one. I just keep forgetting to do so.
You should.
And I feel like it was like, oh, is it too late to do that?
No. It's never too late for nostalgia.
People love nostalgia, and your shit's like classic OG super mega. It defined our brand in the beginning.
Like when they hear that opening or they see those characters, blam.
I'm the Yes, Yes, Daddy Likes era.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Yes, yeah, are. that does explain. Okay.
Technically, yeah, I guess. And what's Don? The haha funny poo-poo era.
Matt and Ryan from Super Mega.
I was just about
Ryan
to say.
Super Mega. He's that we'll era. Get another channel artist for the next big
Sorry, meme. Don, you don't we're not going to warn you in advance. We're just going to drop
just
you.
Just going to drop him. Just going to say, "Don, you're done. You're Don."
I remember at first we just didn't even tell Kelly she was done. We had her still, you know, making thumbnails, but we were just like, nah.
I don't know. We haven't even told her yet, have we?
I'm still
in the channel. Check the channel.
This whole time, just like, hey guys, am I still making thumbnails?
It's like,
It's been like 2 years.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. Just keep working on it. It's fine. When was that? 2017.
Yeah,
like September or something.
We just wanted
a big rebrand.
We didn't do different thumbnails for the podcast, did we?
No, we didn't actually.
Okay.
But that started with Donald, I think. We were like, what if we did a different art for every?
Yeah. The first podcast background with the smoke and everything.
Yeah. Oh, the classic. You did two of the podcast backgrounds.
Yeah, I did the line art one, which you colored.
Oh, yeah, I colored the second one.
And then I recolored it so I could sell it at cons.
Yeah, because my color wasn't very
good. I colored it exactly the same way, though. You can't tell.
I didn't understand back then. Like, even though I did art for most of my life, I didn't realize that I shouldn't use black as a color to shade with.
Oh, yeah, no.
So if you go and you look at that old picture,
purple?
It's like my shading.
That's what I do.
Or blue?
I do purple most of the
time. Because I would think that, like, if you were trading shadows, because, like, when you think of, like, when you're watching movies, when you have a TV that can't show all the blacks or whatever, it shows up as blue.
I'm just very lazy when I color, because technically
is purple the lazy color?
Yeah, because I shouldn't technically color every shadow with purple. I should, like, actually do
figure
my color
out like
theory.
What the opposite color is.
I know my color theory, but I'm just like, because
it's like for skin, you know, if you look at the shadows in your skin, it's a lot like blue and purple. It's not actually black, or like if something's orange, wouldn't it be kind of like, it'd be purple, I guess.
Yeah,
what's basically red would be like green,
like if you want to do highlights and stuff, you go more to like the yellow, like the brighter colors.
Yeah.
So it's like, let's say like blue, you want to have a little bit more like yellows and stuff for like highlights, and like go for the purple, so you're always kind of like going towards lighter colors for.
I just remembered we collaborated on several thumbnails.
Yeah,
I totally forgot. Like I was having a phase where I really wanted to like color things.
Yeah,
I liked coloring the thumbnails, and I you did the line work for Destroy All Humans, and I colored that
there
one.
There was quite.
Oh,
a
did
few
you color
actually.
Destroy All Thumbnails?
Yeah.
Destroy All Thumbnails.
Yeah, no, yeah, I colored Destroy All Humans, Blood on the Sand.
Destroy All Humans
Katamari.
Was really
you did Katamari really well.
Thank you. Yeah,
yeah.
I did all the shading.
I thought Destroy All Humans was really good.
I mean, I spent a long time on that. I used a big Cintiq.
Good thing we dropped the series.
Yeah, that one never finished. We finished Blood on the Sand.
We did with Ding Dong and Julian.
And we didn't finish the second Katamari game. We were like one episode away.
Ding Dong and Julian haven't been on like for the Dawn era, have they?
Yeah, they have.
Have they?
They were on episode 199 or 100.
Okay,
they were.
How does Don draw
remember,
them?
It's the one that we drew. They just draws them as the Oni Plays version.
Oh, okay.
Because remember, they were on the one that we recorded in my bedroom.
Okay.
The shitty mics.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
That was a fun one. That was the Bart Simpson penis one.
Yep. That was back at your old apartment.
I was. I want to get those guys back on again. I miss those fellows. But their game is coming along real nice. Played the demo from their Patreon.
Kelly, I want you to be honest. You've seen my art.
Yes.
And I've started to doodle on my iPad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he has.
How am I doing so far?
You're doing really good.
What would you say?
I'm not saying that just because I'm on the podcast.
Right now, my greatest strength and my greatest weakness.
Well, your greatest strength right now is it's like you're actually like starting to like develop like body parts and stuff, because you usually do like little stick men and stuff, but now you're like you're fleshing it out.
It's like a little
now.
Fetus in the womb developing body parts.
And I'm like, every time you were sending me stuff on like Snapchat, I was just like, oh, it's like getting so much better. It's
no,
like so cool.
It's getting somewhere.
Yeah. Because every year for my birthday, Ryan.
By the way, there was four I figured out. I did it back in 2017, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Remember, it's the one that I drew on paper where I made your skin brown.
It's like those art memes. Yes. It's like those art memes where you're like, oh, I've drawn this picture like years ago, and then you're like redrawing it every year to see the improvement.
I am getting better every year with your birthday drawings.
I was looking at them all yesterday, and because yesterday was my birthday at the time of recording this.
I've done it since 2017.
And yeah, and you know, this year was 2020, so Ryan drew a picture, and this was the first digital one he did, and this one was the first one to have color. And this also, I noticed, I was like, wow, there's a lot more form here. Like you got, it was more put together. You got the colors of my shirt. You got all my limbs in there. You got like a nice shape of my head, my nose, everything. And I was really,
I put some stubble on you because you're starting to rock some stubble because you're a grown man now.
Am I starting to rock
now.
Some stubble?
Well, you can tell on your face now that there had like you can see grit. Like you know when you see where stubble was or is developing, it's kind of
I definitely have more than I used to, but it's not filling in the places.
You don't have a baby face anymore.
When we first started Super Mega, I did. I had no stubble when we started Super Mega. Remember?
You looked like a high schooler when you joined Super Mega.
I don't think I even shaved back then.
You go back and look at the old Kids with Problems videos, you still look like a high schooler. I mean, you were pretty much not right out of high school, but...
Yeah, I was. Or, I mean, you're like a year and a half. Yeah. I was in like 13th or 14th grade, technically. And what sucks is, the one thing I do notice every time I go back and look at those old videos is I notice my face hadn't quite formed in yet. Like, it was a little more awkward shape.
That's why Kelly had to draw it the way she did.
My hair. My fucking hair was so much more full and luscious. I look back and I'm like, what's
going on? It's getting thinner. You're thinning.
No, it's not. It's different now. It's definitely different. I go back and I look at these videos. I'm like, God damn.
I feel like every time like I've shaved my head, my hair does something a little different each time.
Mine definitely is never. It's coming in differently.
Do you
this
think
time.
Mine's still full?
Yes, yours is fucking beautiful. Okay. You have that beautiful Middle Eastern gene of hair, or it's that thick.
That's all I got
thick,
from
dark
hair. Those damn Middle Easterners.
Ryan,
they're part of my culture.
That's true. You can say that. Kelly, your turn.
My
those
turn for
damn
what?
Damn frogs. You can say it.
Those damn frogs are tight carré, which is what...
Wait, French, what? Wait, French, say that again?
Tight carré.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Kelly can speak fluent
she's
French.
she's
you're a darn Canadian.
I'm not, like, the best in the French, though. But it's, like, because I was...
You live in French Canada, so you clearly know enough.
I'm going to...
Yeah.
I know zero French.
I can get by.
Except parlez-vous français.
Let's have a conversation, and I'll try to see with context clues if I can carry it. But you can only speak in French, and I can only speak in English.
Okay,
are
I like
you ready?
This.
Our French reviewers are going to know that I'm fucking up so bad.
Yeah, so we get comments just belittling you.
I don't care
you.
What the French have to say.
No one does.
Yeah, exactly.
What have they done?
Surrendered.
That's it. Anyways, get stranded on an island. Anyways, that was Napoleon, if you didn't
Napoleon.
Know.
Yeah, well, he got exiled to an island.
Yeah. He fucked his mom, too. He got blinded in both eyes.
That was Oedipus Rex.
Same thing.
That was not Napoleon. But for the record, maybe he could have.
Okay, I'll start the conversation. Hi, Kelly.
Hello, Ryan.
Wow.
Whoa.
What did I say?
You said, hello, Ryan. Okay.
Yeah.
How are you?
Bien, toi.
And that, because I know some Spanish, that means good. And you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Whoa.
I'm doing pretty good. What has been your favorite part of your visit so far?
Jouer Uno.
Playing Uno.
Okay.
Uno c'était vraiment fun.
Okay. Uno. Okay. Uno's been fun. Okay.
Je suis Uno.
And what do you think of the Super Megaplex so far?
C'est vraiment gros, puis il a beaucoup de tunnels. quand tu traverses.
It's big and there's a lot of hallways?
Yes!
Is that what you said? Yeah.
Well, I said tunnels, but I'm like, okay. I forgot what that was in French.
I'm piecing it together through well, context
there are
clues.
There are tunnels.
It's like really weird layout, though, because I'm just like...
It is a weird layout.
Yeah, because you're like walking around, you're just like, everything connects, and I was just like, what?
I think it makes kind of like a... Like a six or an eight? Oh no! It makes kind of like a makes a penis.
Makes like a capital B almost.
Yeah.
You know? Like it. Yeah. It's a really interesting.
Oh wait, sorry. It was nice talking to you. Now let's revert to our normal language again.
Merci beaucoup. Oui, on va parler en anglais maintenant.
Great. We will not have subtitles, by the way.
You gotta figure it out. Someone's gonna translate
that.
It anyways in the comments or something.
Guys,
be
this
like...
is what she was actually saying.
And this is exactly what.
Okay, no, you guys translate this. Say something random, whatever you want in French, and they have to see if they know it in the comments section down below. Anything.
That's just so much power.
Like, you could say water bottle, tree, whale, and like people have to. It's anything. It doesn't have to be a complete sentence. A group of words. A word.
Omelette baguette. Fromage, that meme.
Oh, from Dexter.
Yeah.
Wait, what about, how do you say Epstein?
Dexter's lab?
Epstein didn't kill himself in French.
Epstein a pas tué. I don't know.
Epstein pas tué?
No, okay. Epstein a pas...
Epstein a pas...
Because you don't say... you don't say tué because you're saying that's like killing somebody, but I don't know the word for like...
I killed oneself.
French is so... the accent. I would love to learn French. It's something I've always wanted to learn, but I'm like, I cannot pronounce
it. I'm just better at, like, reading it and stuff and, like, hearing people talk, and usually I'll talk to them in English and stuff. So that's what I usually do. Like, someone will talk to me in French and I'll just reply in English. It's usually that kind of convo I have at home.
Do you speak French at home?
Not much, no.
Well, since you couldn't do that one, could you say Jeffrey Epstein is burning in eternal hellfire in French?
Jeffrey is what? He's
is burning in eternal hellfire.
Nope.
Okay.
I figured out how to say, you can read French. Yeah. Pronounce that one.
Epstein ne s'est pas suicidé. Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Suicidé.
Suicidé.
Yeah.
Epstein ne s'est pas suicidé.
Ne s'est pas suicidé. Yeah.
Bikini bottom.
Oui. Have you seen those like French memes where they're just like writing the words of like something like Waluigi, but then they say Waluigi, and it's like super like French.
I don't know how to fucking pronounce it. It's the R's sound like W's
in French.
Yeah, right.
Well, they're like or whatever.
So like bonjour or like
those darn Middle Easterners.
Au revoir. Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Is that, that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, au revoir.
Au revoir.
Au revoir. Now you're making me
how come when I was in elementary school, they just said au revoir. That's how,
because that's very English of how you pronounce it.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
I remember.
Like, parlez tu le français? Say oui, je parle le français.
Je parle me.
Je
m'appelle Ryan. Is that what you're saying?
Je m'appelle Ryan.
That means my name is Ryan.
Why can't I just go, je m'appelle Ryan? Does that sound weird if I said that?
I have heard that's just an accent.
Okay.
That's the only
thing. So why do you put an accent on a name? My name doesn't have an accent mark on it.
Why?
No,
why are you trying to make it French?
Because that's how you do it. But you're right.
I start getting mad at other people when they
it's
like...
It's okay. No, but people like...
Rion.
Call...
That's not my name.
Rion. But like, people go Kelly. And I'm like, it's Kelly. Like, the Kelly just sounds weird.
It's like, that's not the way it's spelled phonetically or in any fashion. So why are you changing it?
I haven't been to France. I would love to go.
Neither have I.
But have France, you? France? No, I haven't.
Okay.
Well, French is different from Quebec French.
And what I've heard is people in France are apparently, and not of course, Quebec. This is a generalization.
Not Quebec.
Not Quebec.
It's
no.
Quebec.
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 See, I've always said Quebec.
Yeah. I've always said Quebec too. Until recently, I was like, is it Quebec or Quebec?
Did you ask Kelly?
I remember asking me last time I came.
Is it Quebec?
Yeah.
But I've heard people. Some people in France can be really rude about. Foreigners trying to speak French if it's not like the perfect accent.
Oh yeah, even like talking to us too, like when we speak
even people in Quebec,
like if they talk to people in Quebec that we're, if we talk to each other, we like shit on each other for some reason because it's like you're not speaking it perfectly kind of, and you're like,
I heard that's a big thing.
Yeah,
so
because
that made me
so
intimidated
different.
To learn French.
Like, what's so great about the French? What is so great?
I don't know, but it's like Parisian French, it's like very snooty, wee wee ho ho, and then us, it's like very redneck, like, si tabarnak de calis, you know, you're just
it
like,
almost sounded like you were speaking German or speaking French.
Well, like, swear words in French, like, esti and tabarnak and calis is all like stuff related to the church. So,
wait,
like,
are there other swear words that don't exist in English? Like, there's no English translation.
There's no English translation really to tabarnak, but we use it as fuck,
basically. Tabarnak!
Yeah.
That was in, like, some tabarnak. Movie. What movie was that?
Tabarnak. Probably Good Cop, Bad they were just, Cop or something. No.
Was that a movie?
Ratatouille.
No, there was a part where someone just went, tabarnak! It was probably, it seems like some Sacha Baron Cohen-y
sounded
type.
Russian.
Probably.
You, like,
tabarnak! Tabarnak!
What does it mean?
It's a tabernacle.
Tabernacle, that's what I thought. Tabernacle?
Yeah, was a tabernacle, is that a ball sack?
That's it's absolutely, like, not a ball sack.
No, it's
tabernacle.
I forgot what it was, though, but, like, I know, like a chalice is like a chalice.
Oh.
So, and an SC is like the bread that you eat in
that's a
in
curse
the
word?
Yeah.
Wait, the curse words are just like
in
cup and
yeah,
bread?
It is.
How does that a curse
but
word
then?
Because
like,
at least ass means ass.
Yeah, I know.
Fuck means sex. Like, there's at least some sort of like meaning behind the negativity of our curse
yeah.
words. For you,
but
it's
I guess,
bread.
Yeah, it's like it's
who
like,
gets offended over like? Can you call someone bread?
No, baguette.
Do you
not
call
like
someone bread?
No. You just because you string those along a lot of the times. Like you'll say like you know, SC tabernak the chalice, and you'll just like whatever
you're
talking.
You're a bread in a chalice
it.
Filled
yeah.
with, and then
and it's sometimes keep... it's just swears just because you're just having to swear, you know, because you're just. Fucking
but why done. Is it a swear word?
I got,
does it
I
make
don't
sense?
Know.
I got the definition of tabernacle.
There you go.
Portable earthly dwelling place for the Shekinah during the Exodus.
What the.
According to the Hebrew Bible, the tabernacle, also known as the tent of the congregation, was the portable earthly dwelling place of Yahweh used by the children of Israel.
Tabernacle.
So that's.
I'm going to keep searching this. I'm going to look up tabernacle movie. Oh, it's I just thought of it. It's a Canadian player played by Justin Timberlake in The Love Guru.
Well, there
boom.
You go. There
I was
you
about
go.
To look it up and then my brain just went I had a fucking Timmy, not Timmy, I had a fucking
Jimmy Neutron,
like, brain blast. Yeah, just picture that happening and then, whoa, I got it.
But at the end of that tunnel, it's just the Love Guru on TV.
It is.
How is that, how is Justin Timberlake in that?
I don't know, but the joke is he has a big penis, I think.
That's a good joke. Why the silence?
I don't know, I just thought it was the right time.
He looked angry at me and I was like, dude. Did I say something?
Dude, don't fuck with the Love Guru, okay?
I don't, man.
You know who's in that, right?
Daniel Tosh.
Yeah, he is.
Of course. And,
in a big cowboy hat.
Yeah. He calls him Mama's Boy or something, doesn't he?
Mariska Hargitay is in it, too.
That's not a real person.
Yeah, it is. Because they use it as a greeting. Because he's like, Mariska Hargitay, Steve, or whatever the people's name is. And then the actress comes in, and he goes, Mariska Hargitay. Mariska Hargitay.
My favorite.
She's like a CSI actress or Law and Order actress or something.
Oh, okay. I thought you were just making like a fake name up.
Hey, if I helped, if your Uncle Jack helped you off an elephant, would you help your Uncle Jack off an elephant?
Well, you said the thing yourself just now. You're supposed to not say it.
Yeah, you're supposed to say it.
No, you're supposed to say, well, if your Uncle Jack helped you off the elephant, and he was
including all those stutters, I'm supposed to say exactly this.
Yeah. And you go, yeah, I'd help my Uncle Jack off the elephant. Oh! I would, though. I would help my Uncle Jack off the elephant.
Especially if, because elephants are they endangered? I don't think they are. Fuck them.
I think they're just like.
Let's see.
The rationale behind that. Like, are they endangered? Yeah, fuck them. Super Mega goes big game hunting.
I would
we'll bring you, Kelly. You can have the sniper rifle.
I'm ready for it.
Are elephants?
I don't think
endangered.
They're endangered. They might. They're not in like critical condition. But...
I think they're just like sacred animals, though, because people like hunting them to steal their tusks and stuff like that.
Well, here we go.
They are.
It's kind of split. Are you ready?
Yeah. Oh.
African elephants are listed as vulnerable, and Asian elephants are endangered.
Oh,
so that's elephants in like Thailand and
yeah,
stuff,
this is by the International Union for Conservation of Nature. Sorry, I thought it was like for conservatives of nature. I was like, huh?
Well, yeah, they're into nature. I did not see an elephant in Thailand, and I was hoping I would because they're pretty big there. Get it? They're big elephants. No, but there's a lot of elephants.
You'll find
in
some if you go to India.
I didn't see
they
one.
They have a bunch of elephants there,
just walking,
just clowning around.
Have you ever seen like? Have you ever like?
They're like
an
raccoons
elephant?
There,
just climbing up. Is that, are elephants really afraid of mice? Is that like a real thing?
I don't know. I feel like they just accidentally step on mice before they could see, like, can, like, how do they,
well, like, isn't the
can
cartoons,
an elephant just look down and see its feet, or does it have to, like, tilt its head and shit?
Like, isn't, like, the cartoons, like, the big fear is that, like, the mouse is gonna climb up the trunk, cause I've
get in their ears?
That. Yeah, and stuff like
and
that.
And then
yeah.
control it through its brain?
See, that's what Ratatouille should have been about. Fuck the dude. It should have been about.
He crawls in through his anus and, like, eats his way through his stomach and intestines.
Like, up through his spinal
crawls
column.
Crawls through his throat and then burrows into his brain.
Right, like, right where his spinal column, like, ends. Yep. He, like, takes control.
Imagine that was a drawback, right, Kelly. Yeah?
Yeah.
I should?
Kelly should draw this thumbnail. Would
I
you
mean,
please?
I
would
do
you like
it.
To draw
would
this
you?
Thumbnail?
I would do it.
That absolutely makes
sorry,
me
that just
concerned.
Came.
Then
that
I feel
just,
bad
because you know.
It's like I'm taking Dawn's spot.
Well, you're not getting paid for it, Kelly. Don't
oh,
worry.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, okay, then it's fine.
No,
yeah.
No, of course we'll throw you a couple bones for
oh,
it.
No.
And Dawn has a lot of thumbnails in the backlog right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, Dawn has several thumbnails that maybe he should get started on.
Dawn.
Maybe we have many, many one-offs and episodes uploaded that have no thumbnails yet.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
Okay, no one actually go fucking
no,
say
don't.
Anything. This is a joke. We're all joking here. But I would legitimately like you to guest animate this podcast thumbnail.
I would do
oh
it.
My gosh, should we use the very first podcast background too?
Yes.
We absolutely yes. should.
Wait, but then Kelly would have to draw herself in it if you
I would
still
do
have that.
That
saved, like whatever.
Yeah,
then
I have,
just add
I have
the,
all
we
the
just
files.
Add the smoke effect to it.
Yeah.
It's easy.
Fuck yeah.
I have
it.
All the files.
Let's do it.
Like oh. the actual first one or the second one?
The first one.
Okay, yeah. Okay. That one's my favorite
one. Not the one, not the very beginning episodes where it was just like our faces on the side.
No, not those
set.
Ones.
Yeah.
But like the one where I first drew them in the set.
Yeah, we don't yes. want to do the audio waveform bullshit again.
No, that shit sucked. I was like, why do we do this? And then we got that nice background, looping background. It's where it all began.
Are you allowed to talk about your past jobs that you've had? Or are you under any sort of NDA pertaining to companies,
CIA
shows that you've worked with?
My NDA was kind of weird, so like
you don't know, is that what you're trying to tell
yeah,
me?
Yeah, well, like I don't think it's bad for me to say what I've worked on.
Okay,
so like I've worked on Epis or Family. That's like the last.
That's Bill Burr's animated show on Netflix.
Yeah.
Oh, is Mike? I keep wanting to think Mike Judge is involved in that. Is he not?
I thought you were about to say Mike Huckabee for some reason.
That's Mike Huckabee's
show. Mike Judge, I don't know. I don't think he would have anything to do with that.
I
but it was interesting because you were talking about the different animation styles that are
yeah.
going on right now, and the big one that a lot of shows and stuff use is called it's just rigging.
Yeah,
2D rigs. Usually. Did it start with 3D animation? No.
No.
Well, would you say rigging is like a
rigging's been around for a long time? Because
I think I used rigging in Pivot, a very shitty version
yeah.
of it. But
oh yeah,
Pivot stick figure animator.
That's
where
basically
you take
what it is. Yeah.
Okay.
So like you have to.
BoJack has to use that.
They do use it.
Like it's very
obvious.
It's very
obvious.
You can
tell when someone's using it when like the motion is too fluid.
It's
like
stiff.
Yeah, like if you pause it and they look the same, yeah, it's like tweening. Because that's basically what I did on the show was that I would tween the puppets and it would just, I'm like, this is so much easier than what I
do. So like would you draw them or just do the motion?
I never drew them. Like there's barely any drawing.
So you were kind of given just like the assets. And
yeah,
then,
they give
oh,
you the
cool.
assets, and then like you.
So there's a scene where you could point, and it would just be like, "Yeah, I made him shrug right there."
Yeah, exactly.
And like that's your work.
Yeah,
that's cool as fuck.
It's gonna be like on Netflix soon.
Though. Oh, it's not out yet.
It's not out
how,
yet.
How much? Oh. How would you say? Because like there are probably a few hours in a given season. Probably like what 4 hours or so. I don't know.
Yeah.
But
well, like, their episodes are, like, the same, like, the last years and stuff.
Okay, would you just do, like, small chunks, or were you given, like, a huge part of an episode? It's like, yeah, just do all of it here.
Well, we had quite a bit of animators.
Okay.
So, like, normally I animated, like, a minute a week or something.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you'd have to pose them, and then after, you'd have to animate them.
Okay.
After. So, it was...
Did you have to do the mouths?
Nope.
Okay.
It's all done for you. Like, you can just literally change it.
Wait, so, like,
what
they're not moving and their mouths are already animated?
Well, like, it's not already animated. There's a library.
Okay.
So you have a library of, like, mouth shapes and stuff. Like, I can talk about this kind of stuff because it's like this everywhere
else. Just general
else.
Animation.
Yeah, it's general animation where it's, like, you have a library of different mouth shapes, so you just have to flip through the ones that you need. You don't have to redraw them all the time, which is really cool. It's just hands. Like, we have, like, a hand library, and, like, you can just... replace those as well, but sometimes you'd have to redraw. That's the only time I'd
okay.
have to draw.
Oh, okay.
And
as
I understand it, Bill Burr, since he's such a fan of animation and he wants to make sure like this is his show and he wants
yeah.
to make sure like everyone's thanked. I heard he came into the office and gave every animator a handshake.
You motherfuckers! Back in my day, we just had funnies in the newspaper. You had to draw on paper, then put them in the cells, and then color those cells separately.
Did you ever meet Bill Burr?
No.
Damn it.
Did you ever hear his like, da 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 in the back? But did you,
I already
you
hear
from,
that because like that's
did you work from home?
No, I worked in the studio.
So you never heard him like walk and be like,
Because like they hire out to Canada.
Okay.
Right? Oh yeah.
Just like Sausage Party.
Yeah.
you're gonna get fucked just like the animators on Sausage Party.
I don't think my name's gonna be in the credits.
That's stupid. You did work.
They cost money. They credit like the animation studio and stuff. So.
Oh yeah, just like I guess in Sausage. I don't know. Did they?
From what I recall from Sausage Party, was they got a bunch of like UCLA students and CalArts students basically just as like cheap labor because they're like, you kids want to work on a movie? And then they like worked them really hard and didn't credit them and like underpaid and sometimes didn't pay them. Mm-hmm. Was like it was just like a big thing. It was like, what is exposure for? But they kind of,
hot dog
have sex and get high. I'm pretty sure they took advantage of a lot of like animation students and CalArts and shit.
I think that, well, that's a big thing where I know that was being talked about a lot probably within the past like year or two, where it's come to a head in terms of people taking advantage of regardless of whether it's in the gaming industry, movie industry, or television industry, people taking advantage of animators.
I think it's mostly like they take people that come out of school because they don't know what to expect.
Because they're desperate. Because people who are coming out, they need a job. They need to pay their bills.
Yeah, exactly. So they're like, oh, we also need like easier people that's not going to really want to, I guess, tell them what their price is, you know? So
yeah. It's like, oh, these are newbies we can kind of mold and just get a lot of cheap labor out of.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Well, it just sucks when a bigger company comes in and just kind of makes a smaller company, you know, just kind of sell for them. Here are some ad reads.
Imagine your fifth grade self looking into the future and learning that as an adult, you got an Undies membership. They would laugh hysterically. But joke's on them, because MeUndies is known for their super soft undies and their flexible, fun membership. If you choose to sign up, you'll get perks like site-wide savings, free shipping, and new undies delivered to your door each month. Go forth, be an adult, and sign up for that Undies membership, even if your past self is laughing at you. I wear MeUndies every single day of my life, and that's not an exaggeration. I got rid of all my old underwear, all I have now are undies, and that's the same case as Ryan. Ryan vanished for a second, so it's just me, but we always wear MeUndies. They're so soft. Listen, I'm proof. I'll slap the elastic waistband. Did you hear that? That was it. Nah, you've probably heard MeUndies are the softest undies to ever grace your nethers. That's because they're made with micromodal. What the heck is that? It's a magical, sustainable, soft-as-heck fabric made from trees. Yes, trees. That makes your bits feel like they're floating on a cloud. They're designed to be the softest thing you've ever put on your body and offered in a range of sizes from extra small to 4XL in case you have a real big penis. MeUndies just doesn't make undies. MeUndies also makes loungewear, which recently had a glow-up. Check out the new line of styly micromodal loungewear you can wear in and out of the house. And they know they're on every podcast, but that's just because they're looking for the true undie domination, and they won't stop till all of you try them. So, MeUndies has a great offer for our listeners. For any first-time purchasers, you get 15% off and free shipping. It's a no-brainer, especially because they have 100% satisfaction guarantee. So to get 15% off your first pair, free shipping, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/supermega. That's MeUndies.com/supermega.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
That okay, back nice to the ad. Podcast.
It's a very, very nice ad.
Yeah, thank you. We know.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, we just fucking know.
So, Kelly.
Yes.
Wait.
What?
I don't know. I just wanted to interrupt
Wait.
It.
He wanted to be a part of this?
Just started being like, wait. Never mind.
Go on, Matt.
What you should do is start.
Oh, what were you saying?
I'm going to start.
You're talking to Kelly.
Well, I'm going to start learning how to like make myself tear up and then just be like, Ryan, wait. Forget it. Move on. Never mind. I knew a guy that would do that. Not directly like that, but he would just be like,
oh yeah, okay. So I know who it is.
Yeah, I mean, you know who it is.
So I know who it is automatically. But I think the audience does too if they've caught up on
it's
our
Christian.
Super mega
it's
lore.
Christian. I remember like in our dorm room in freshman year in college, like me and Jackson, Christian be chilling, Christian just be like, what's wrong?
Nothing.
You would tell me that he'd be there. Well, my favorite stories are like when you were in Japan with him, like you were visiting him in Japan because he was studying abroad
in Japan.
And there would be times where you'd just be like, man, it's kind of cold out.
Nah, it's not that cold. It's like, you'll get used to it. You'll deal with it.
I remember like just trying to make a conversation. I'd be like, man, Christian, it's cold outside.
You'll be okay.
Like, yeah, I know I will be okay. But I just remember like being like at his house and here in the other room like, Christian?
Nothing.
Like, what? What's going on, man?
It's fine.
That's not really what his voice sounds like. Well, yeah it is. Kind of is. Sorry, I didn't mean to distract
no,
it's totally fine.
I had a little just
no,
a
it's
relapse.
Good. We had to get it out.
Yeah, I had to get it. It's been a while.
But this is your, not your first time visiting LA. You've been to LA.
I've been to LA like in 2017, yeah.
Yep. Wait, did you like stay with us?
Like for like the live show?
Yeah, remember the first Super Mega Live show?
Did you stay in the living room?
Yeah, I slept on the
was
couch.
Was anyone else staying with us?
Mm-mm.
No, it was just
I just remember a lot of people being around. I know Ethan was over.
Yeah, we had Frank as well. We were like hanging out. I think after the live show and stuff like that.
And now, so is this your second time or?
It's my second time coming here. It's like I haven't been at all like in the studio and stuff like that.
Okay, well
the Plex.
Unfortunately, we haven't done too much, but this weekend I promise we're gonna give you the treatment. We're gonna show you LA.
For me, I'm like really interested in how it's like being run and stuff because it's like seeing something that was from zero to like where it is
that
now.
You helped get off the ground. Like
it's like really cool. Yeah. So I was like, holy moly! Like to just see the progress is like wow.
Well, sorry, we've had to just keep you long days just sitting here bored as hell.
I'm fine. I'm drawing working, in the office.
You can just draw forever.
Exactly.
Just like how I can play Fortnite forever,
exactly.
You can draw forever.
Absolutely.
We've been playing Uno.
Oh, yeah.
Lately. It's weird because we have this like, so I bought Minecraft Uno.
Yeah, Justin sent me a picture of you dealing cards with a hat on. You looked high out of your
with
mind.
With a what?
You had a hat on.
What kind of hat?
Like a wizard's hat?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like the Mickey Mouse wizard hat.
Except that's
color.
Our crown, so the winner always wears it.
Yeah.
And the winner of the last match gets, so they wear that, they deal the cards, and they choose the music and stuff that we listen to as we're playing.
Were you stoned in that picture?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, yeah, because you're just so stoned and just like dealing Minecraft Uno cards with a wizard's hat on.
But it's so funny because it's like D&D Uno.
That's what we're kind of, because like there were four reigns of, there were 4 years of McGee reign.
Yeah.
And I started, in my last year of reign, I told Justin he had to play just a bunch of VeggieTales songs.
Yeah.
So it was just us playing Minecraft Uno, listening to VeggieTales. And now Justin beat me, so now it's his reign, so we'll see what's happening. But, you know, if I come
won
back.
Yet, so I need to, like, you know, step it up a bit.
If I come back.
You haven't won at all?
I've already chosen to have it so that there are two tabs open with two different VeggieTales songs on, and one of them's going two times and one of them's going half speed.
That way, I might balance each other out. That's science right
but
there.
But yeah, it's this weird, like, fun little Uno D&D-esque.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's fun. We played for, like, over 2 hours last night. And
I can play that forever.
Each time it was like, okay, this is the last game. And
mm-hmm.
then I'd win again. It would be third year of McGee.
Well, because we want to see if, like, someone can overthrow you. And then Justin was working
Ryan's
against me. And I'm like, what the hell? Like, he's winning. A woman cannot be, you know, like.
Yeah,
Justin's pretty into that misogyny stuff, so.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is. Well, he probably just doesn't say the stuff around you.
Because you're a, you know, you're one of, yeah.
Maybe.
How does it feel to be the first woman of color on the Super Mega Kids? Sorry!
It sounds like he's been having some fun sleepovers.
Oh, yeah. Well, we also, like, play Fortnite every now and then.
Yeah.
But Justin gets tired of Fortnite pretty quick. Kelly,
I just like playing.
I just like watching.
I'm like, just give me whatever and I'll do it, you know.
But tonight we are we have a night with Frank Javsi planned. Ooh. We're gonna watch Shrek 2 and go out. And Kelly's never had Corn Man. We're gonna go introduce her to Corn Man.
I have to go to bed early because I have a hemorrhoid surgery tomorrow morning
at 6 a.m.
Yeah, but that's
all the way in Van Nuys.
Yeah, all the way in Van Nuys.
So you have to drive all the way across L.A. Essentially.
Yeah, we've both been having rectal issues, but. Yours have been rectified by tomorrow, mine.
You know, I haven't sent in my last poo-poo sample.
What, Ryan?
Because I think everything's fine.
You're not. Yeah, but don't just think everything's fine.
Yeah, but he said a week from now, do it. It's been like, how long has it been since Vegas?
That's been a while.
Three weeks.
So it's been about a month since he told me to do that. I'll just send it in late. They still They'll process it.
Like, oh, finally.
Just say, sorry, I got sent back. I just sent it out again. I remember, God, sleepovers as a kid were so much fun. Did you ever get in trouble a lot at sleepovers? Like, you piss off the parents for being too loud, or they find, like, the piss
sleeping bag? That was always the thing of, like, being too loud. Never pissing in the sleeping bag, though. I remember, though, there was nothing greater as a kid than being over at a sleepover. Or not, at first it wasn't a sleepover. You were just hanging out, and all of a sudden you were having fun playing a game, and all of a sudden you're like, wait, do you think I could spend the night?
And they're like, they go, that guy, let me ask my mom.
And then you're like, I can call my parents real quick.
Like,
so,
hey, can I sleep over tonight? Like, yeah, sure.
And then as like, long as it's okay with their parents.
Yes!
then you know, boom, you're staying up till the sun comes up.
Oh,
and when you're a kid, like, I don't know, now, like, my heart feels heavy. I feel awful. If I see the sun, I feel like absolute shit. But as a kid, it felt like a reward. It's like, we stayed up all night.
Achievement got. No, I love sleepovers.
I love you.
I love you, too. I got in trouble a lot.
Why? Well, never mind. I don't have to ask why.
Just
you've told enough
loud.
Stories on the podcast where...
Well, mainly the piss sleeping bag. We had this communal sleeping bag we'd all pee in.
Why?
And then kid's mom, my friend's mom came in and found it.
That didn't happen.
Yeah, it did.
No, it didn't.
We had the piss sleeping bag.
No, that didn't happen.
Yeah, it was filled with piss.
Matt, that didn't happen.
Yes, it did.
That's not a thing. You didn't fill a sleeping bag.
Everyone
up.
Did that at sleepovers. Everyone had the communal piss sleeping bag.
I had the piss pinata at my birthday parties.
I'd never had the piss sleeping bag. That was just a meme where it's like all the veggie. It was like a video of all the VeggieTales characters like looking at each other shocked. And it was like when Derek's mom finds the piss sleeping bag at a sleepover. And it was that Nicki Minaj and Drake song where he's like, I never fucked Nicki because she got a man. Really bad song. I know Kelly's actually a huge fan of Drake.
There are like two Drake songs that I can actually listen to.
You the fucking best.
Okay, three.
Good. That's good.
Three. There's that one. For some reason, because of the meme, it's Kiki, do you love me?
I'm not a huge fan of that one. I like
it's just,
God's
it's
plan.
Just because there's the meme to it. And then there's one that he does with Jay-Z that I like. I can't remember. Hold on, I'll find it. Hold on.
What about Big Rings with Future?
No, that sucks.
I got a lot of big teams. We need a lot of big things. And it's that over and over again. It's really good. Who's your favorite musical artist, Kelly?
My favorite musical artist? I like Lemon Demon a lot. He used to do, like, the Ultimate Showdown and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. I was like, yeah.
And Potter Destiny. Puppet Pals.
Was it you? There was a song on one of your streams or something where I asked what it was, and I remember, I wish I could figure that song. I listened to
Max Rabb, and he does, like... there was a couple of songs where he just like makes what was one of them was the angel or whatever. It's like, you are my angel, you're my darling, that song. He makes it like old timey and stuff, and it's like really cool, like Tainted Love and stuff like that. Like, it just sounds like it comes from like the olden days. It's really cool too. Yeah.
Well, it was one of those songs where
it was
sounded
angel.
Like, was it called are you like, that's the song that
I know
you
it's
like.
That one.
Can I look it up real quick
you
and figure out
up,
if it's,
yeah.
Is it on Spotify at all?
Wait.
I don't think it's on Spotify.
But you know what I can do? I can download it as MP3 and add it offline to Spotify, and then it'll be in my liked songs.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I had to do to a song recently that was taken off. I posted about it on my, because I'm like, I haven't seen it. I don't know. I haven't seen it in a long time, and it just escaped my memory. But I know that it was there. So I went back to my story highlights, I guess. Found it. Turned out they did take it off of Spotify. It was the only song on that dude's album that they took off for some reason. I don't know how. Maybe like copyright something, possibly.
Maybe.
But
I had a kid.
I just re-downloaded it and put it in.
So. I got so upset because people leaked this Playboi Carti song, She's Trying to Be Carti. That one.
Yeah.
And it's my Playboi Carti impression. And it kept getting taken off Spotify because it was a leak, and people would like upload it under like different artist names. And I kept finding it and putting it in my playlist, but it kept getting taken out. So I don't think it's even on Spotify anymore.
Get the fuck out my Corvette.
You know, shout out to him.
You know we have that for life, right?
You have the video?
No, not the video. But I bought it on Google Play Music while he still had it up. So it's technically like when you buy something on there, you have it forever. God. If they take it down off of Google Music, you still have it because you downloaded it.
Yeah, exactly.
It was this, for those who don't know, this is very old Super Mega. Ryan found this artist. have we said his name before?
I don't know. Maybe.
I mean, you can easily search it and figure it out. But his name was like X Blake Freeman X,
yeah.
I think.
He doesn't do anything anymore under
that
name.
Quit. He quit. But he was this white guy with like scene 2000s blonde hair.
Yeah.
Like very like Never Shout Never hair. And he wore like a tuxedo and he had tried to do a rap career. And he has a song called Get the Fuck Out My Corvette.
Get the fuck out my Corvette. Got a million different reasons that I could be upset. So get the fuck out my Corvette.
That's classic, man. I forgot. And the beat went, dum, dum, yep. Dum. And I remember he was in the music video, he's like on a bed with a woman in a bikini.
He did other music videos with women with bikinis, but all of them are gone now. I can't find a single X Blake Freeman X video.
So X Blake Freeman X has dropped. He probably does not appreciate us talking because he's like, I left that behind. He's like, oh, now these guys years later talking about my music. I remember he's like, it's X Blake Freeman X. He kind of just reminded me of Never Shout Never if he was like a hard rapper.
Baby, I love you. I never want to let you go. The more I think about, the more I want to
I found him on Twitter.
You know that guy? Oh, no. I found the song I was talking about.
He has 31,000 followers.
The Drake and Jay-Z song. It's called Talk Up. Yep, that's him in the sailor hat.
Yeah, I found. He looks like he has 31,000 followers on Twitter.
Wait, what?
Yeah. And he follows nobody, but it looks like he has a new SoundCloud link in his...
Hold on. X Blake. Did he still go?
Oh, he has a private account though. Instagram. Oh, I found his Instagram. Nope, his Instagram's gone. Okay, yeah, never mind. He's from Tennessee.
That is him.
Yeah, he looks different now. Yeah, I don't think he tweets or anything.
Chapel Hill, Tennessee.
Yeah, look at that.
Did something happen with him where he just had to drop off the face of the planet?
I don't know. I just missed that song. I want you to send me that song later.
I will.
It's a good ass song.
I will. I'll send it to you later.
I miss Get the Fuck Out My Corvette. Get the fuck out my Corvette. Damn. You like that, Kelly?
Yeah.
You like that song?
It's been really sitting good song. Here listening to his rant about.
Yeah, exactly.
Memories just came flooding back.
No, it's totally fine.
I mean, you said this is the nostalgia episode of the Super Mega Cast.
It's the nostalgia critic episode.
Yeah, exactly. So anything nostalgic goes.
Doug, come on in. I love that video, that gif of Doug Walker where he's fully bald and he's just going like, you know what I'm talking about?
What?
He's like looking at a computer screen and he's just going, and he's just doing all these like ridiculous hand motions. Let me see if I can find this shit, dude. It's beautiful. It's like, I feel like Ryan would howl with laughter. Nostalgia critic
bald gif.
I always forget he's bald and then he takes his hat off. I'm like, whoa.
Well, he's clean bald now. He used to be kind of like just balding.
Yeah, you can only fight it so much, you
like,
know, until
like Kelly's like, balding, but she's not bald.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. you know.
I searched Nostalgia Critic GIF. Oh, man.
I thought you were going to talk about that, Ryan. Like,
sorry.
Seriously.
No,
like,
we can cut it out.
We'll mention you in the next ad read we do for the balding product. We'll make sure it's
God, those are some goofy-ass feet you got.
What the, yeah, they feel weird,
look
right?
Look at those. Those are some... Put your feet up against my foot.
I got... What size shoe do you wear? We have the exact same like size feet. Mine are just more wonky.
Yeah.
Damn it. I'm trying to find this fucking
nostalgia critic. We are like exactly. Yours may be a little like because your toe is bent. If it was up, it would definitely be.
I think you have the same size. Yeah.
We wear the same size shoe.
I wear size 11.
11. Yep.
So sometimes 10.5. You know?
Yep. 10.5 for like running shoes to make it more comfortable.
Yeah. 10.5 can either be too tight.
See, I look at your feet. Like, let me see that foot.
Yeah.
I look at that foot and I just look at mine. I'm like, mine look way small. Don't mine look smaller?
It's the shape of my feet, bro.
But then it's like when you put them together, the same fucking size. How does
that
happen?
Weird. Yeah. Well, he's also skinnier.
I also have wide feet. Well, flat feet, sorry. See how there's no arch?
Yeah.
Do you have an arch?
I have an arch because I always wear like shoes with an arch.
Do I have an arch? Yeah, I have an arch, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
I got
a big
arch.
Old
mine
arch right
tiny.
There.
Mine are tiny.
Oh, I found it.
Oh, we all got our foot out on the table.
Yeah, I've seen that.
What is he doing?
I don't know what he's doing. He's being Doug Walker.
Doug Walker.
It's Doug.
I love how serious he takes his shit.
This is my favorite response, like gift people ever. I've never heard it with the music, but
it's like the Mario hell, music.
Let's Ryan, let's eat an Matt. Insane amount of shrooms and then watch this on loop in a dark
Matt,
room.
Odds are including the music.
Shut you up. Have I'm to... not masturbating to that.
No. No. Odds are you have to recreate it and post it to Twitter.
Does that mean he has to be bald too?
No. Odds are he has to do all the goofy things and the music and everything too. It has to be just as long.
I'm gonna have to watch it and memorize exactly yeah, how Doug Walker
goes.
25.
3, 2, 1, 13.
Eight. Oh, thank God. Woo! I did not want to do that. All right, Kelly, what are the odds you shave your head and do it?
Yeah, Kelly.
Well, out of 50.
Okay.
Okay. 3, 2, 1,
40.
12. All right. She does not have to shave her head or do it.
Good.
Good. Proud of you. I wish that had.
Oh, my God.
You would look good with a nice
with a nice
head.
Dome.
Is yeah. there a style? What's the style that Ben Franklin had?
Old ass white.
Where
dude.
It's just like, and then, it's like a mullet before. You know what I mean?
I think that sound effect accurately described it.
It's like there's nothing up
you
here.
You don't need to describe anymore.
But it all goes down
good.
Here. Is that a hairstyle?
Yeah. It's just long hair with. Being bald.
Is that what it's called?
I don't think there's a name for that hairstyle.
I could see like high fashion using that fucking hairstyle like right now on the runway.
On the runway. It's just not a
they
good
get,
hairstyle.
They get like a lot of like Cara Delevingne to fucking wear that. I'd love that. They all come out having like fucking friar haircuts and monk haircuts.
You know what's really interesting? I was watching like documentaries about like native tribes in Papua New Guinea and the Amazon, and like
that's a lot, pretty simp of you.
It is a little simp, but a lot of the women in this one, a lot of the women would just shave the top of their head clean like that, but everything else is so almost like Ben Franklin.
That is interesting.
But they would keep one thing of hair across the front, so it was just like a empty thing up here.
It's a good style.
It's a great style. I hope it makes a really big resurgence. Not resurgence, because it never made a
true. So it's just a surge.
I hope yeah. it has a surgeons. Okay. America. Kelly could be the first person.
I could be the first person to start the trend.
Yeah. Well, technically, the native people did.
Yeah, but
you
then that means I'd be
from
yeah.
native culture.
I'd
so
be
maybe
a
you shouldn't
cultural
actually.
Appropriation.
Yeah, you probably
you
shouldn't
know?
Do that.
And you know.
Yeah.
You go silent like that. It's like, what am I?
I don't know why. I just love doing it. This past podcast, just like getting everyone's attention, just getting silent. I don't know. I'm just goofy right now, dude.
You're just being a little goofy.
I'm just being a little goofball.
You're simping over there, Ryan.
What?
You're simping over
I'm
there.
I'm not simping.
Yeah,
you're simping
right now.
You're a simp.
We got a girl on the podcast, and you're over here simping.
No.
How embarrassing.
I'm not simping.
Yes,
I did not just simp my shorts.
Did you simp your shorts?
No.
You're not wearing
shorts.
You
closed shorts.
Your legs. Let me check.
Kelly, did we ever tell you the story about the one time... at the Game Grumps office, I shit my pants
yeah,
late
I
at night?
I think so.
Okay.
I feel like I remember
wait, what
that
happened?
Story.
Where at night I shit my pants when the...
And just like any Super Mega Cast, we will have unfortunate audio malfunctions while we're talking about poop. So maybe that was a good thing.
Maybe that was God being like, come on. Really, like, not every podcast has to... yeah, but the microphone stopped recording for about 10 yeah. minutes. So we
but it was a real... I thought it was a funny shit your pants story that you finally divulged to us, Kelly. Thank you.
Yeah,
for that.
Yeah, thank
you're
you.
But unfortunately,
vulgar.
It didn't make us end.
It was actually... I do think of you a little differently now. I didn't see you as that type of person, but now, no judgment or anything, but that was gross. But at least Ryan and I know. And yeah. I would want you to retell it, but it's...
Well, thank you for not
almost,
embarrassing me on the podcast.
Of course,
you know?
Of course.
It's almost better not to tell it. It's kind of like a sign from the gods.
Yeah.
But we were talking about Breaking Bad.
We were, and how yeah. Kelly saw it. We were talking about how fucking amazing it is, and we were trying to get her on the Better Call Saul train because it's equally as good of a show as Breaking Bad. I still like Breaking Bad more because there's
yep.
that nostalgia to it, and I also think that like
more
in general,
it.
it's there's a lot more happening, hipping and
slow.
Happening.
Breaking
yeah.
Bad from start to finish is just... Where Better Call Saul is still...
These last two seasons of Better Call Saul are going to be...
Oh, it's going to go fast. And I think they're going to be the best yet.
They
the,
better.
The trailers just get me excited.
I know.
But how fast did you watch Breaking Bad?
Probably a month.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. Like, I was watching it every day at one point. Like, at one point, I'm just like, hey, only one a day. And it was like, okay, only two a day. Okay, only three. And then it was
yeah,
all
it,
day.
Yeah, it sucks you in. It really yeah. does. I have friends that haven't watched it. And, like, Jackson hasn't seen it. And I keep trying to convince
oh,
him to watch
my
it.
Oh, my God.
It reminds me of when I watched all at the time, it was four or five seasons. I think it was 4 seasons of Game of Thrones in 5 days.
Oh, Jesus. I've done that too.
Yeah, I was living with I think it
La Vida
was
La Loca.
No, it was in Daniel and I when we had the apartment at Eleve. It's when we lived there, and I remember just living off of Chinese food and pizza and L&L barbecue for like 5 days.
Oh, that sounds kind of nice. I remember days like that where like people be out of town, and I'm like, I'm just gonna binge something and eat shitty food.
Yep. And I did, and it was wonderful. I just got high, watched Game of Thrones, ate a bunch.
I remember you guys were out of town once, and I smoked a joint, and I was very high, and I put on 2001 A Space Odyssey because I'd never seen it. And like 20 minutes in, I was like, I have to turn this off.
But then you rewatch it, and it's now your favorite movie.
It's like one of my favorite movies. I fucking love that movie. It's amazing. Have you seen it?
It's funny how that works. No, I haven't seen it.
You should. You better.
So fuck. I don't want to sound like a film bro. Kubrick, genius. What a genius. It's a great movie, though.
Yeah, I saw Shining recently.
You saw it?
Yeah.
You finally saw The Shining?
I finally saw it.
Nice.
Yeah.
When did you see it?
It's a good movie. I saw it last weekend before. I saw it Saturday, I think.
Yeah, because I came on Sunday.
Yes. Yeah. So I saw it Saturday.
Damn, dude. I finally.
I know.
I've made so many Shining references on Super Mega that I'm immediately like, oh, Ryan won't get it.
But it was now good.
You will.
It was good.
You liked it?
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like that sounds like a, yeah.
No. I really did like it. The only thing is, though, I have that kind of lighthouse effect with it where I want to watch it a second time because the first time you're just, there's a lot to take in on that first viewing.
Like when the guy's given when the furry's given a blowjob, like it's just crazy.
The weird part is you're not.
I'm not joking.
That up.
That's a real part in the movie.
I know.
She runs down the hall. I mean, like
then
down the hall.
A door opens, or it's already open, and there's a furry giving a blowjob to some dude in like
some,
a
like,
business
old,
suit
old
or something.
Man. Yeah, and then he like peeks out the door at them, and she's like, "Woo!"
Yeah.
She screams a lot. She's like, "Woo!" I love The Shining, though. Great movie. That elevator scene. It's all real, bro. No CG there.
Really?
They really filled that shit up and let it go.
Because they showed it multiple times throughout the movie, so you could tell it's like, if we're gonna spend this much money, we're gonna put it in the movie as much as we can.
We're really gonna make sure this blood down the hallway scene really is memorable and in there for everyone.
It's weird enough, but I think my favorite sequence in that movie has nothing to do with what's going on, like in terms of dialogue between the two adults. It's just, I don't even know if it was intentional on his part, but it's just the way the sound built tension when Danny is driving his tricycle, and he's going on the carpet and off the carpet. When he's on the carpet, it's silent. Yeah. Then when he goes off, it's bzzz, bzzz. Like it's just like a sound effect that's very harsh and loud, and then it gets silent, and then it does it again as he's going around.
He does a lot of
and
silence.
He goes around corners, and you're like, is something gonna be there?
So much of 2001 is just dead silent.
Yes.
Like, not a single fucking sound.
I find that scarier when they do that, because you're just sitting there waiting, but if there's music playing, you're like, okay, I know something's
because,
come.
Like, the parts where they're in space, like, outside the ship in 2001, there's zero sound. Like, not even, like, noise. Like, it's just silent.
Yeah.
And then there's, like, a very long sequence where someone is, all you hear is just...
Yeah.
You just hear him breathing in his suit, and it's very unsettling.
Kubrick knows how to use sound.
He knew how to use sound, Ryan. He's dead.
Because if you don't have good sound, then like you're not going to have a good film, I find. Because if you have the most beautiful pictures and you have like crappy sound,
like
over
can
it,
audio,
yeah,
like tinny audio. That's what sucks about college films. You can get like someone like Tucker, for example, because he shot some of the stuff when I was in college for the campus movie fest that was going on. Like, it's like when you can see college films, like they can look fantastic, but the audio is so important, and it's hard for film students to get the audio equipment necessary.
I still don't have it down.
Oh. It's like that for animation as well. Like, you'll see a lot of like student films, you know, like your sound is...
It's the one thing that you gotta get right.
And you have to make them don't notice it, but if you do notice it, because I go back, I watch Old Kids of Problems videos that we dub stuff, and at the time I'm like, oh, it sounds great, and I look back, I'm like, Jesus, that sounds horrible.
I know. Well, it's just like the whole, if something looks visually pleasing but the audio isn't pleasing, your brain recognizes
it's like
that
a disconnect.
The same way, like, think about if they did, you know, the movie The Artist, the black and white movie or whatever. Yeah. Now imagine if they just had perfect crystal clear sound in those movies.
Yeah,
it would like
work.
Be a bit off. It would feel a bit off.
Yeah.
Unless if that's the intent to make it off, but like otherwise it would just be weird.
The Artist did something with the audio in that movie, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Well, the movie starts off black and white like a silent film, and it ends up in color
because
with
it's
audio.
Because it's introducing the Age of Color. And
I liked that movie. I thought it was a good movie.
Won Best Picture.
Oh, it did?
Yep. That's the number one way. That a lot of people say that to get an Oscar, you have to make a movie about the movie industry, and then you're good. That's why, like, La La Land did really well, didn't win Best Picture, but...
Well, it did for about 30 seconds.
Yes. That's why a lot of people are like, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is probably going to get a lot of praise, hopefully, at the Oscars. Mm. It was a good movie. Great, really good script. Edited very well.
Still should go to Uncut Gems, but that's none of my business.
Yeah, well, I think Best Picture should go to Parasite.
Parasite.
Which I just got on Blu-ray. For your collection. Added to the collection, baby.
Your shelfless collection?
Yeah.
Where are you keeping them?
Just on the floor. On the floor. Yeah, I am. Well, I want to find the perfect shelf. I think I found what I want.
Yeah,
it's like, you know those things at Blockbuster that you spin around. I want one of those.
Oh my god! Yeah,
I love that.
Why don't you just do your whole den like a Blockbuster, like an old Blockbuster,
like an old just wooden Blockbuster.
Just make aisles of shelves for movies,
and then your friends can come over and rent them, and then you can make more money like that.
No.
Yeah,
I don't trust my friends with my discs.
Oh, okay. Why? Where the hell did this come from, dude?
I just look.
There was no need for that hostility.
Is there a tragic backstory behind this?
No, there's none. I've always been great with discs. That's why this is so surprising to me.
Well, I mean, with
I've never let you borrow anything.
And I think that says a lot about our friendship, doesn't it?
No, but I remember back in elementary school, I let a friend of mine borrow two GameCube games of mine.
Yeah.
Or maybe, I think, yeah, that... Would that have been out in elementary school?
Yeah, GameCube.
Okay,
out.
Well, I think it was Luigi's Mansion and some Pokemon game.
Classic.
And then I'd known this kid for months, and he was in our friend group, and I lent him the games, and then the next day I come to school and he's not in class, and I'm like, "Where is his name?" Was Milan, and I was like,
"Milan,
yeah." He didn't show up to school the next day, and I asked the teacher, "Where's Milan?" Because usually, you know, he'll show up and I get to see him in class. Well, turned out he moved and took my games with him.
Damn.
So
that was slick.
Because, like, he was over at my place, like, "Hey, if you let me borrow these two games, you know, I'll give them back to you later this week. I just want to play them. I never got to play them before."
That makes sense slick. Why you don't want to, you know.
It's just weird because I, like, trusted this fucker.
I thought you were going to be like, "Yeah, and he just died. And he never get my games back."
Well, then I'd have a reason. Yeah. In fact, I hope he's dead to this day.
For taking my fucking copy of Luigi's Mansion.
It meant a lot to me.
Well, I had Kirby Air Ride, and someone, like, scratched the shit out of that disc, and they gave it back, and I was like, and I found it only recently to buy again. I was like, thank God, because I'm like...
My sister babysat this kid in our neighborhood, and she took my copy of Battle for Bikini Bottom PlayStation 2 over to his place to play with him and never brought it back. And then she's like, "Well, you don't need that. It's a kid's game." And I'm like, "I am a kid." And then I lent my next door neighbor a game I really like called Elebits. And in return, he traded me WarioWare Smooth Moves. And then he got in a car crash, and I never got that game back. Because it was in a car.
Oh, that sucks. Brings he was in a car crash, you know?
Yeah. Like, he passed away, unfortunately. But I just
from the car crash?
Yeah, and I was bummed I didn't get the game back.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Was the game destroyed in the car crash?
I just never saw it again.
Well, you should have gone to his funeral and demanded that you get your game back. Hey,
can I have my game back?
Do you know who would have gone through the wreckage?
Is there any way I can look through that wreckage? Because there's a game I lent him.
Oh my God, imagine.
A Nintendo Wii game that I really like.
No.
What are you doing at this funeral?
His mom just...
Yeah.
Like, hey, it's okay. Calm down.
Listen, I'm grieving too.
I'm grieving too. I just lost my game. Yeah.
We both lost things in this, okay? Yeah. But guess what?
What?
I got to go somewhere.
Okay. You have a dinner reservation or something at 8?
What? Why are you telling my plans like that? You're giving away
it's
my
not
plans.
Live.
Dude, people are going to come to the restaurant.
Weeks later, was Matt Watson
Someone
here?
Gets online, what are all the dinner reservations at 8 in L.A.?
Every single one. I found him! Anyway, Kelly, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, of
I'm
course.
Excited for this thumbnail,
too. Go check out Kelly's stuff. Her links will be in the description. Is there anything that you wanted to promote at this time?
Not really. Like, I just use Twitter most of the time, so you'll be able to find stuff there. It's Foolish Kia. But yeah, I have, like, stuff that I'm working on. Usually, like, Giggly Games and stuff is my retro posters I work on. Ooh. So,
got a Patreon too.
I got
Patreon.
And
you're in a lot of artist alleys, or you try to go to.
I go to mostly like Montreal, but I want to expand that more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah! Well, go check out all of her stuff. It'll be in the description. Wonderful, wonderful human being that has been around
Thank
since
you.
Before we even started Super Mega with us. And it's so nice to finally get you on the podcast after 180 episodes. So thank you so much for coming on. And I hope everybody has a blessed day.
Yeah. Bye.
Goodbye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.